Joe Biden's 25 Worst Moments of 2022. By Charlie Spiring on December 29, 2022. President Joe Biden spent his second year as president notching key legislative victories with a 50-50 margin in the United States Senate. But he also demonstrated his ignorance on key issues facing the country. Biden also continued his record of awkward and embarrassing moments as well as alarming incidents demonstrating his cognitive decline as he turned 80 toward the end of the year. The oldest United States president ever to hold office. Here are the top 25 worst Biden moments of 2022. 25. Joe Biden struggles with sport coat, drops aviators during Kentucky trip. In August, Biden publicly struggled to put on his sport coat after exiting Marine One at an airport during a visit to Kentucky. The president paused after exiting to put his sports coat back on but fumbled for several seconds as he tried to get his arms into the sleeves. After turning to his wife Jill Biden for assistance, Biden's sunglasses fell off of his face onto the runway, forcing him to bend over and retrieve them. It was one more example of how the oldest serving American president struggled with day-to-day activities while trying to lead the country. 24. Joe Biden corralled by White House Easter Bunny. While celebrating Easter, Joe Biden wandered off and started talking to reporters, who asked questions about Afghanistan. But he was soon interrupted by a White House staffer dressed as the Easter Bunny, who aggressively stepped in front of him and started waving their hands to interrupt him. The president immediately turned and walked away after he was confronted by the costumed character. 23. Joe Biden drools over gas-powered Corvette before speech urging Americans to buy electric cars. Biden spent the second part of his presidency pumping up his cheerleading for electric cars to help save the planet, but during a visit to the Detroit Auto Show, he revealed his true desire for a gas-powered Corvette. After firing up the gas engine, he sat in the car in awe of its power and beauty. The president also test-drove an electric Cadillac Lyriq but continued coveting the Corvette. "It's a beautiful car," he said after driving the Lyriq a short distance. "But I love the Corvette." It was a perfect example of the hypocrisy of the president demanding that more Americans purchase electric cars but personally preferring gas-powered vehicles. 22. Joe Biden, "I and so damn many other people I grew up with have cancer." In July, President Joe Biden appeared to claim he suffered cancer as a result of pollution in the state of Delaware. "That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up with have cancer," Biden continued. "And why, for the longest time, Delaware had the highest cancer rate in the nation." There is no record of Biden suffering from a serious cancer diagnosis. 21. Joe Biden repeats false war story at town hall with veterans. In December, Biden repeated a false story about a soldier who did not want to receive a medal for his actions of bravery but got nearly every detail of the story wrong. Mainstream fact-checkers have repeatedly called out the president for getting the story wrong on the campaign. But Biden continues to do a disservice to the service member who acted heroically to save a comrade while also calling into question his ability to remember facts. In the same speech, Biden recalled conversations he had with his father and uncle at a time when both family members were dead. 20. Joe Biden vows to shut down coal. In November, Biden stated his belief that coal power plants should be shut down entirely, despite protests from Democrats from coal-producing states. "We're going to be shutting these plants down all across America and having wind and solar," he said. The president's remarks drew a sharp rebuke from Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, who said Biden's remarks were offensive and divorced from reality. In response, the White House complained Biden's remarks were twisted and that he regrets it if anyone hearing these remarks took offense. 19. Joe Biden grips Emmanuel Macron's hand for 42 seconds in awkward handshake. In December, Biden welcomed French President Emmanuel Macron to the White House, gripping his hand in an awkward handshake while welcoming him. The president awkwardly gripped Macron's hand and would not let go for 42 seconds as the French leader stood awkwardly near the podium. 18. Joe Biden complains about Elon Musk buying Twitter. Biden expressed his frustration with freedom of speech on social media during the midterm campaigns, complaining that billionaire Elon Musk purchased Twitter. "Now what are we all worried about? Elon Musk goes out and buys an outfit that spews lies all across the world," he said at a fundraiser, complaining that the establishment media did not have as much power to control the narrative. "There's no editors anymore in America," he said. "How do we expect kids to be able to understand what is at stake?" 17. Joe Biden caught on hot mic, no one fucks with a Biden. In October, Biden spoke to a local Florida Democrat mayor without realizing his comments were being captured on media cameras. "Keep the faith," Biden said as he approached Fort Myers Beach Mayor Ray Murphy after speaking to reporters. "And by the way, you're raised the same way I was. No one fucks with a Biden." It was unclear why Biden made the comment after viewing the devastating hurricane damage from Hurricane Ian. 16. Union Joe signs bill to avoid rail strike, shuts out railway workers. In December, Biden signed a bill to prevent a railroad worker strike despite frequently promising to be a president to side with union labor. "It was a tough, for me. But it was the right thing to do at the moment," Biden claimed, adding that a rail shutdown would have devastated our economy. Biden's move angered union leaders who believed he would be a leader who would side with their efforts to negotiate more paid sick leave days. 15. Joe Biden admits he did not realize seriousness of infant formula shortage soon enough. In June, Biden admitted he failed to react soon enough to the infant formula shortage that rocked the country throughout the year. "I don't think anyone anticipated the impact of the shutdown of one facility," he told reporters, although company executives warned of the problem months in advance. "They did, but I didn't," he said shortly, referring to the CEOs. 14. Joe Biden blames Putin's price hike for inflation and high gas prices. In March, Biden repeatedly tried to blame Russian President Vladimir Putin for rising inflation and gas prices in the United States, in an effort to distract from his own failing domestic policies. "I'm sick of this stuff. The American people think the reason for inflation is the government spending more money," he argued. "Simply not true." Biden's fight to lower gas prices grew even more ridiculous as he demanded gas stations lower their prices, accusing the owners of being unpatriotic. "These are not normal times. Bring down the price you are charging at the pump to reflect the cost you are paying for the product," Biden said. "Do it now. Do it today." 13. Joe Biden, "Americans purchasing semi-automatic weapons is just sick." As part of his long campaign against Americans owning semi-automatic weapons, Biden ranted on Thanksgiving that people purchasing them were sick. "The idea we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick. Just sick," he said. "It has no social redeeming value. Zero." Throughout 2022, Biden repeatedly called for a ban on so-called assault semi-automatic weapons, but revealed he loathed any American who owned or purchased one of the most common firearms in the United States. 12. Joe Biden, Brittany Griner, an incomparable athlete, who represents the best of America. Biden made one of the worst political prisoner trades in modern American history by swapping a convicted Russian arms dealer for American athlete Brittany Griner. "Brittany is an incomparable athlete," Biden said when the deal was announced after Griner was arrested in February at a Moscow airport by Russian officials for possession of cannabis vape cartridges. "She represents the best about America. Just across the board, everything about her," Biden said. Biden failed to secure the release of decorated Marine veteran Paul Whelan, who has been detained in Russia for nearly 4 years. 11. Joe Biden falsely claims that all mainstream religions support constitutional right to abortion. In May, Biden falsely asserted that all mainstream religions supported what he believed was a constitutional right to an abortion. "Look, think what Roe says," he said. "Roe says what all basic mainstream religions have historically concluded. That the right, that the existence of a human life and being is a question. Is it at the moment of conception? Is it 6 months? Is it 6 weeks? The president failed to mention that the Catholic Church, of which he claims to be a member, teaches that life begins at the moment of conception. In October, President Joe Biden also said he supported the use of federal funds to help more women pay for abortions. 10. Joe Biden, Republicans immoral for blocking transgender surgeries for children. In October, Biden denounced Republicans for trying to make irreversible transgender transition surgeries for children illegal. "I don't think any state or anybody should have the right to do that, as a moral question or as a legal question. I just think it's wrong," Biden responded. 9. Joe Biden claims he visited 54 states in America. Biden claimed in a campaign speech in October that he traveled to 54 states to prevent Republicans from trying to repeal Obamacare. By the way, if they do, that means, not a joke, everybody. That's why we defeated it in 2018 when they tried to do it. We went to 54 states, he said during a speech to Pennsylvania Democrats, appearing to forget that the United States has only 50 states. The president never clarified what he was trying to say. 8. In Poland, Joe Biden goes off script to declare that Vladimir Putin must be removed from power. In June, Biden traveled to Warsaw, Poland to condemn Russian President Vladimir Putin for invading Ukraine, alluding to a public call for regime change. "For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power," Biden cried out at the conclusion of his speech. "God bless you all and may God defend our freedom." The White House later tried to walk back the president's statements. The third time they had to clarify his remarks during his trip to Poland. The president's remarks alarmed leaders around the world, who believed that he needlessly escalated the war in Ukraine and Russia. 7. Joe Biden, let me start off with two words, made in America. In October, Biden hailed the phrase made in America as a slogan with two words even as signs at the event featured the common three-word phrase. Let me start off with two words, made in America, he said, using three words. Made in America, he repeated, without correcting his mistake. That's not hyperbole, I'm not joking about that as you know. 6. Joe Biden refuses to visit the border during trip to Arizona, more important things going on. In December, Biden demonstrated again that he had zero interest in the ongoing border crisis, claiming there were more important things going on. When asked why he was going to the border state of Arizona without visiting the border, Biden replied, "Because there are more important things going on." The president frequently dismisses the ongoing migrant crisis on the southern border, which is both a national security risk and a humanitarian crisis, by comparing the flood of migrants making asylum claims to his ancestors who emigrated from Ireland. 5. Joe Biden greets Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman with awkward fist bump. In July, Biden greeted Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman with an awkward fist bump, in one of the most hypocritical moments of his entire presidency to date. The president famously campaigned against the Saudis during his presidential campaign, vowing to treat them as a pariah. But as gas prices skyrocketed, he traveled to Saudi Arabia to try to increase foreign oil production, even while insisting his visit was not about high gas prices savaging the United States. 4. Biden repeatedly stokes fears of violent, extremist MAGA Republicans, a threat to America. In September, Biden unleashed a series of political attacks warning of the violent extremist MAGA Republicans that posed a threat to democracy. The president's rhetoric was diametrically opposed to his claimed goal of restoring the soul of the nation as he instead called for the extinction of a political movement that threatened his party. Here is no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to this country, he said, during a speech in Philadelphia's Independence Hall. The president was bathed in red light for his angry remarks, earning him mockery for his dark Brandon moment in which he lied about his political opponents. MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards, he added. Backwards to an America where there is no right to choose. No right to privacy. No right to contraception. No right to marry who you love. They promote authoritarian leaders and they fan the flames of political violence. 3. Biden falsely claims twice that his late son Beau died in Iraq. I say this as a father of a man and won the Bronze Star, the Conspicuous Service Medal, and lost his life in Iraq, Biden said in October during a speech in Colorado. I'm thinking about Iraq because that's where my son died, he said during a later speech in November. Biden's son Beau served in Iraq, but he died years later of brain cancer at Walter Reed Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland, in 2015, not while serving his tour of duty. Biden never apologized for making the false claims. 2. Where's Jackie? In September, President Joe Biden mistakenly gave a shout-out to a Republican congresswoman who died in August. Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? Biden asked during his speech. I didn't think she was going to be here, he added. Representative Jackie Walorski, RN, died in a tragic car accident in August. The White House did not publicly admit Biden's horrific gaffe, saying only that the congresswoman was top of mind while the president spoke. 1. Joe Biden tips over on his bike while on vacation. In June, Biden tried to demonstrate his physical fitness by riding a bicycle in front of reporters, but when he stopped to talk, he promptly fell over in front of the media, sparking widespread alarm. I'm good," he protested as Secret Service agents rushed to help the leader of the free world off of the pavement and back on his bike. Did we miss anything? Let us know in the comments section.